Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, just celebrating their 15th year in the world of sports medicine, and the famous UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader. Today, Tricia Fuller, she's a hypnosis and a neuro-linguistic programming trainer, NLP, TEDx talker, international speaker, and co-author. She'll be joining me, along with James Flattery, the 89-year-old octogenarian, multiple author. I think he wrote all his books in his 80s, and he's a big advocate of positive aging, happy aging. Then the sports doctor's in with some Dr. Bob wisdom, some emails. First, let's welcome Tricia Fuller. Welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Bob.
You know, big topic on the Sports Doctor. You know, I'm a sports podiatrist, so I might be talking about the role of the foot, but we talk the mental game for decades with sports psychologists, with high-performance trainers and other experts. And over the years, we absolutely have included both worlds of hypnosis as well as, you know, the NLP. Give us some background, Tricia, on yourself and the mental game.
Right. Well, I've been in this world for about 15 years where I used hypnosis for myself for childbirth and quit smoking. And then now, years later, then I started doing it as a profession and then became a trainer. I actually don't know where my world ends and hypnosis and NLP begins, just because it feels like it's just who I am.
You know, it's interesting, the methods over the evolution of all things mental regarding everything from the great story in the Olympics with Simone Biles and putting such tremendous attention on the fact of mental challenges to the pandemic, what it's done to all of us in so many different ways. And I have guests on from all over the world. The number one topic almost always includes mental health. Hypnosis used to be considered, you know, decades ago, it was like voodoo. Now, in sports medicine, it's a big deal in recovery and smoking. So talk about the specifics of hypnosis. Are you talking self-hypnosis, assisted? What are you talking about?
Right. Well, great question. It's actually all of the above. So all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. And, you know, it's funny. It's come
great,
more to
great
light.
Point.
Yeah. So we teach people, even if we're doing actual sessions with people, we do teach them how to utilize it at a later time on their own, because it would be useless if a client or athlete didn't know how to do it when they needed to right before a game or, you know, during a tournament or just as a way to calm their nervous system down after their performance.
Those sides of things. And again, you know, whether it's visualization, meditation, rest and recovery, gigantic topic. And then it seems that hypnosis has really gotten a lot more attention probably over this past decade in all of these different areas.
For sure. Absolutely. But I'd even like to bring our mind back to the attention, like people long before the last decade have been using it, like Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods. Like, it's been utilized for a very long time. It's just getting to be more commonplace where the average person can access hypnotic tools and they can utilize them. Like, every player, it doesn't really matter what their sport is or their level of sport, could benefit from hypnosis and NLP just to calm them down, to help heal, to remove the extra pressure,
you know, I've
and
always been a
increase
big Tony
confidence.
Robbins fan. Tony Robbins, I remember years ago, introduced me to neuro-linguistic programming. You know, like a fast example is whether you're mimicking who you're speaking to for. It's all about communication and effective communication in so many ways. How do you describe the points of NLP?
Well, we can utilize that to like increase the person's ability to access a resource state. A lot of people call it anchoring, right?
So I'm sitting the same way you are right now.
I believe you.
I'm using my hands the same way on live radio.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking, even though nobody can see us, but we're utilizing the same skills. But yeah, resources, accessing resource states, and building resource states, as well as using the modeling ability. Right. So even if the person hasn't done the sport perfectly yet, or added a skill where they know how to do it, they can model somebody and their behavior who has succeeded before them.
In the health and wellness area, the area of stress, and this is not news to anybody. You know, matter of fact, when I talk about the new medicine on the sports doctor for decades, it's number one, eat smarter. We won't get into diet side of it. Eat smarter. Number two, keep moving. But number three, learn whatever it is to help you reduce stress. The hypnosis has been a big weapon for that, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll offer a fun fact in that you cannot actually produce stress hormone if you're in this beta brainwave state, which is the resource state for hypnosis. So, you know, even if a person is doing, you know, a healing technique or a calming technique or a confidence technique, it all reduces that stress hormone in the body. So every athlete can benefit from that for sure. Every human.
How long does it take, roughly? I know everybody's different, but how long does it take to see positive results, for instance? And if you're talking about a parent of a young, talented kid, figure skater, gymnast, whatever it is, and we're talking about the idea of learning how long does it take to see an effect, or how long are your programs in time? You know, you're going to go once a week, you're going to spend time daily. What in general does it take to learn how to benefit?
So I always begin with like a free screening with the athlete and the parent. So they come together and we assess like what their hypnotic capability is. During that pre-screening, they usually learn tools immediately. And then the programs are anywhere, depending on their time and like how soon they have something going on, can be anywhere from like three sessions to like a year-long mentorship.
You might also get their coach involved, I would assume. That's why you're dealing with parents and coaches as well as the kids. I always ask you how your sports psychology skills are.
Absolutely.
Those kinds of relationships.
It is a team approach, for sure. And the athlete has to be the first and foremost person utilizing it. And they learn the stuff in session. And then they have homework to go home with.
What's the best website for people to find out about you and your programs?
Learnhypnosis.ca.
Learnhypnosis.ca. What was some of the topics? What did you talk about, I would imagine, this with your TED Talks? How was that experience?
Actually, you know, I talk about Olympic athletes using what I call a virtual movie in their mind.
I knew it.
You know, and that was like the most fun part because I got to act it out on stage, you know, because if you can access the resource state in your mind where you have sight, smell, sound, touch, taste, all of it all put into one experience, like a virtual movie, like you're stepping in, like you had the equipment on, your mind believes that's real. So when they are in it, their nervous system does not know the difference between real or imagined, and you can do something cool called perfect practice, where you actually do it exactly perfectly, not like everyday practice where, you know, when you go to practice in the gym or wherever, that's muscle memory and it's building on the skills and you're not always perfect,
but
in your mind.
You're talking visually. You know, my young figure skaters, my poster boy, the 2010 Men's Olympic, can't believe we just celebrated 14 years, Olympic figure skating gold medalist Evan Lysacek. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skate way back when. And they did visualization. The great Candy Burek, she was my guest a couple of weeks ago on the radio, again, when talking visualization and serious sports. It took them a long time to include some of these things. But you're talking visualization in a way. How do you learn to hypnotize that skill?
Right. So I'm just going to back up a little bit, because it's not just visualization. You actually want to experience it in as many of the senses as possible to make it so real to the nervous system that it's already happened. Right. So it's not just seeing it. You're hearing it and feeling it simultaneously. And then once they learn that skill, then they can be taught how to use self-hypnosis. Well, for instance, in the drop of a finger, or just counting backwards for a few numbers and accessing that mental state and that feeling that they have when they're in the hypnotic brainwave state. And what that really means is singular focus. It means single thought, single attention, where everything else kind of falls away, kind of like...
Oh, yeah, you know, you couldn't have better examples. Everyone watching the Olympics, it's just so fantastic. And everybody's talking to themselves, man. And everybody's going through these kinds of things you're talking about, all these skills they've learned. And I guess, you know, one of the famous sports psychologists, a colleague of mine, the late, great Jim Vickery, who always talked about, he didn't even call himself a psychologist 25 years ago because the word scared people. He was a performance enhancement consultant. But his big point was that you could really, really learn these skills in so many areas. Whether you're dealing with stopping smoking, boy, I could use some help with sleep.
Or weight loss. Oh,
exactly.
Sleeping, for
weight,
sure. Yeah.
These are natural, non-drug, everybody, non-drug-related methods, holistic. How long has hypnosis been around, Tricia?
I would say about 4,000 years. Like, it's
right, give
been
it take
around
a few weeks.
Yeah,
longer
exactly.
Longer than I've been doing the radio. Yeah.
Yeah, and even like one of the first books I read on sports hypnosis is called Hypnosport by Les Cunningham. Like, that was written in 1980. So even sports hypnosis has been utilized
for
decades. Oh, yeah,
Les was a guest of mine. I don't know how many years ago. Tell him I said hi.
Okay. But yeah, so like, it's been utilized forever. Yes, it has different names and different cultures, but it's about...
Yes, you know, Sue Williams from Australia was a guest of mine last month and a half ago. You got to connect with her. Sports hypnosis, her particular specialty. Again, that actual title of the idea of the sports hypnosis. I would imagine, again, losing weight, quitting smoking. We talk so much of the challenge of addiction, whether it's the alcohol side, you know, pain pills. Everybody knows that. They're so familiar with that. And such a big, big problem. And these natural ways, so you're really an educator to get the word out, aren't you?
I that's my focus, is to help as many people as possible with the simplest plan.
How is the medical profession, you know, good luck to you, tuned in? I know we're making great progress, but how is the medical profession in all different specialties, again, the school world, besides the sports world, how have they tuned in to what you're talking about and from when you started 10, 15 years ago?
That's an interesting question, because I actually started in the medical field before I was in hypnosis. And I would say everything is always advancing, and there's always people who are super keen to learn.
I mean, medicine didn't know how to spell the word hypnosis 25 years ago.
They've been using hypnoanesthesia and techniques for decades, because people cannot tolerate anesthetic, right? So, and we use it in pain management all the time. And some practitioners are really pro pills, and some practitioners are using their mind. And the ones that are in alignment with looking for natural alternatives, they're very keen to utilize hypnosis.
Yes, these two areas to be combined. Again, you know, I mentioned the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, one of my contributors, Dr. Denise McDermott, holistic psychiatrist from the West Coast, child and adult, but absolutely emphasize as much as possible all the holistic side. But medicine is needed, and when it's needed, it can be very helpful.
Absolutely. And I do want to put a little caveat on that. Like, we only do hypnotic pain removal or even like working with certain conditions with a doctor's referral. So again, kind of like working with a coach, you want to work with a team of people helping a person get their goal. So, you know, having that braided support from the medical field, as well as somebody working with their mind to help them get what they need, is
preventing
super
problems,
important.
Preventing problems, enhancing performance. I knew the time would fly by, Tricia, with you. Give us again the website people could find out about you and your programs.
LearnHypnosis.ca. It is in Canada, but we do train across Canada and the U.S., and I have been over in other countries as well. So LearnHypnosis.ca. And if any of your listeners would love a free gift, there is a chance to have a hypnosis session audio delivered right to their email.
Great. You're on my roster. Hold on, Tricia. Thank you so much for joining me. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. We're tuning in here with Jim Flaherty. He is a 89-year-old octogenarian. He's a multiple author. I think he wrote all his books in his 80s. And you know how we talk the mental game. We were just talking about it with our first guest. And the idea of aging well, trying to stay as healthy as we can. After all, 80 is the new 60. Isn't it, Jim? Jim Flaherty, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Actually, I thought I was closer to 58.
I would take all the help we can get. Jim, give us some history on yourself and everything that you're all about.
Okay, I've been a writer most of my life, which is not terribly sporty, although I grew up in Coral Gables, Florida, before air conditioning. And back then, in that nice town, I played a lot of tennis and I was in a lot of swim meets. That was my big effort in sports growing up. But then as an adult, I've always been a writer. I was a madman in New York, an advertising creative director for many years. Then I came up to the country and opened a business I knew nothing about, a country and conference center, and owned that and ran it myself for many years. Worked 70 hours a week for the first 10 years. To make it happen. And now I'm mainly spend my time writing books and doing public speaking. And I'm also trying to stay very healthy, obviously.
Yes. Well, again, you know, this is, you know, it might not be the sports with what your batting average is, but your topic of living well, trying to stay happy, paying attention to all these things. You know, the new medicine I was just mentioning, which is eat smarter, number one, keep moving, number two, and reduce stress, number three, take action, is a big, big topic on the sports doctor. And you're a great example of, again, either, again, you know, not putting a number on what you're doing, you know, continuing to write and public speaking. And give us some of the clues that you feel that tap into, like, the new medicine, whether it's paying attention to nutrition, being physically active as best you can, whatever it is that you're enjoying, and being passionate about your writing. I mean, how many books have you written already in your 80s?
I've written four books. Two of them I wrote completely in my 80s, and I'm working on a fifth book right now called Loving Longevity.
And great title.
The subtitle is I'm 89 and think my next 5 to 10 years might be my best.
Great. You know, and it's interesting because I've had, you know, gerontologists on my show. I'm one of them, you know, at 78 years old. I've had gerontologists on my show for decades, again, talking about, you know, whether you're a weekend warrior, whether you're dealing with, you know, pain and discomfort and all of these challenges, having all the tools we can, getting as educated as we can is a very, very big topic. And I like, what's that title of your new book?
Loving Longevity.
There you go, man, you know. What are your bullets in the book?
Well, I'm going to talk about the fact that I'm going to go back to the beginning of your show, Dr. Bob, which is, I think, first of all, if you're lucky enough that your DNA has not forced you into having a failing heart disease or some dreadful disease, I've had a cancer, I've had some surgeries, but basically I do not wake up in pain. I am not in pain, but I do take care of myself. I get enough sleep. I get up in the morning and have my first meal is all fruit, just fruit, nothing else. And then I go downstairs. I'm spoiled. I have a pool in my house because I live in New York State, and I do 30 minutes of serious exercise in the pool. I don't swim laps. I go to the deep end,
yes,
and do high knee jogs and use the waves.
Muhammad Ali. Life magazine was throwing punches underwater. And years ago with my very famous sports therapist, the late, great Bob Guida, who the John McEnroes came to see and the Jim McMahons came to see, Walter Payton's. And he would talk about the Russians who were doing jumping exercises in and out of the water. Remember as a kid when you're in waist-high, chest-high water and you jump as high as you can and you come down and you jump again? So water exercise is not only fantastic, but it's very, very safe.
As you get older, doctor,
yes,
it's so much better for old joints. You know, I'm not running out running 2 to 5 miles every day because that would kill my joints. I can't do that.
Listen to the sports doctor when I'm talking about, you got to be in the best shoe for you and you got to pay attention to that also, by the way.
Yeah. So anyway,
put that in your book.
I do my 30 minutes and I come up, take a hot shower, get dressed for the day, and start working. And then I have my one other meal a day. I don't have three meals a day. I have dinner, which I just had. I had it a half an hour earlier than normal. I normally have it at 4 o'clock. I had a 3:30 dinner today. And it's a very healthy dinner. Delicious. It's either fish or chicken or pork. Today, happened to be once a week, I have all vegetables. Beautiful, beautiful vegetables, fresh and cooked well with garlic and lots of spices.
Yes, well, you're already, you know, whether it's you're talking about having all fruit in the morning or you're talking about the kind of meal you're mentioning now, you know, we all grew up to three meals a day, the food pyramid. You know, there's still, you can't turn on television for 5 minutes without, if it's not a diet commercial, it's a medicine commercial. And so whether or not for you it works to do the two meals a day is an important point. You don't have to be married to, you know, all of these different systems, especially if it's something that's, and you didn't, you mentioned a very, very big deal. You said you don't wake up in any pain. Good for you.
All right, man. I really don't, and I've shrunk now over the years. You do with age. I was 6'3" and a half in my heyday, and now I'm 6 feet.
You got to work posture. I call it instability training. Whether you want to balance on a mini train or you want to stand on tilt boards, you want to include, it's another pearl for you, that you're working on balance, whether it's balancing on one foot, but including balance work. It's so, so important, you know, as we get older. And again, that exercising in the water is wonderful because it just reduces all the weight-bearing weight, and it's tremendous resistance. You know, again, there's picture Muhammad throwing those super speed punches underwater. People thought he was nuts, but he was way ahead of his time.
Right. I have 8 different exercises, and 5 of them are with weights, not big heavy weights. I'm too old to do the really heavy weights, but I do weights and I use them underwater and out of the water, but in the water. And it works out very well for me. And I weigh right now 162, which is a terrific weight, I think, at my age.
And people who take this stuff seriously, Jim, to throw a little humor in there, always have an exact weight, not rounding off at 160 or around 165, but when you say 162 means you're a guy who's an exact situation. Now, again, I want to stress the importance in health and wellness that we stress so much on the Sports Doctor is including, again, we just talked about it, the mental side of things. And the idea, you know, you talk about when even you had first met you with the summer, you talked about, you know, aging happily and paying big attention to the mental side of things. Some people meditate, other people love yoga, other people like to, you know, we were just talking hypnosis. What are the mental side of things, Jim, that have worked for you that you stress in your books?
What I stress in the books and what I stress when I'm speaking to groups is that everybody has a purpose inside of them, Dr. Bob. You know, and a lot of people, as they get older, they forget that when they were younger, they woke up with a smile thinking of that purpose, that goal in their life.
Great point.
You've got to find that purpose. You've got to know, why am I here? Why am I allowed to have the gift of another day?
And purposes change, right, Jim? It's okay. Change. It's okay to pay attention as we grow older to mix in what happens to interest us at the time. You know, instead of being married to the same goal you might have had 25 years ago if you ever did it.
Oh, of course. Your goals change. Everything.
Jim, what is the website? Do you have a site people can go to find out about your books and your speaking?
Yes, it's very simple. It's just James, the initial, middle initial is B like boy, Flaherty, jamesbflaherty.com. And Flaherty is Flaherty, Flaherty.
Okay, and the idea of paying attention to the mental side of things, have you found when you're speaking again the idea of the importance of nutrition in these things? What type of groups do you speak to?
I will speak to not just elders, but also would-be elders, because as I've reminded many people, everyone in the world is going to deal with age. You deal with it first with your parents, and then your old friends, and then with yourself. So therefore, there is no time in your life when you shouldn't start looking at the fact that it is true, you are as old as you think. And if you develop the right mindset, you don't age like that. You don't get older, because if you think old, you get old.
And so that's, one of the big points when I've had sports psychologists on, psychiatrists, mental trainers, again, hypnosis, so many different mind-body experts. The big point that we're making is you can learn these skills. You can learn these programs, whether you're the best athlete in the world or, again, a octogenarian who just wants to be able to do his best paying attention. These are skills mentally you could learn. And I think that's an important point, isn't it? That you probably, how do your audiences respond to the fact that, boy, there are these things that could really learn how to do this?
And absolutely. My mother taught me something when I was about 20 years old. She said, every morning you're going to have to face your biggest critic, your biggest enemy. It's that person in your bathroom mirror. And you could either look at that slightly familiar face and moan and groan and say, good God, another day, or smile bravely and cheerfully and say, good God, another day, and go for it. And
yes, we're all enjoying and being thrilled and watching the Olympics. And again, yes, the idea, the combination of that mental capability to be able to perform, train for years, show up, the attention that it's gotten, again, both the physically and the mental side, and you make some really, really important points, is that forever we're dealing with aging in some way, shape, or form, whether it's our parents or grandparents. I would imagine that young groups also would probably like to hear what you have to say, Grandpa, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely, as do my own four millennial grandsons and my babies. My daughters are now 62 and 64. And they say some fathers are just nice old fathers that rock themselves to sleep. But no, not you. You're out giving speeches and writing books.
But, yes. I'm having a lot of fun.
I'm having fun, Bob. I really am.
Well, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
There's so much stress. Again, we talk about on the Sports Doctor, we are surrounded, let alone what the pandemic did to us, but the social media, we are surrounded, politics, with all of this high-level stress, and the ability to come up with ways of increasing the happiness quotient and or the feel-good quotient, or again, medicine is 30% placebo, and placebo is thinking it helps, and thinking
absolutely
that it's helpful, and this is, again, a big, big deal that we can't reiterate enough, because the mental game is gigantic, whether we're talking adolescence, whether we're talking, again, about our parents and grandparents, tremendous pressure. I want to talk more about that. With the getting old expert, happily, Jim Flattery, when we come back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, and we are speaking with the Jim Flaherty. And Jim is the happy octogenarian who speaks to groups. He's a multiple book writer and talking all about the important points of aging well, staying active, and as healthy as you can. We were talking about the aging happily side, the mental side. Jim, when we had a break, talk a little bit more about the kind of attention that you pay to the mental side.
Okay. I was raised with the golden rule. And as I got older, I loved the idea behind it, but I thought it was awkward sounding, especially if you laid it on a small child. So I rewrote it. I am a writer. And I, instead of do unto others as you would have others do unto you, I made it a lot simpler. You get what you give. And if you can follow that theory of living, if you give a meaningful smile, a generous heart, a loving hug, you get it back. And you get that in your everyday life, and then you feel better. You can do things for at least one person every day, or for many if possible, that you expect nothing in return, you will feel so much better as a human being. And then whatever you're doing, whether you have a sit-down job or a walk-around job, you'll feel healthier too. You'll feel healthier in your head, because that's important to me. I never wake up depressed. I wake up every day with a smile and thinking about, gosh, great, I have another opportunity to see, hear, taste, touch, smell, share, love, embrace. I mean, how many, that's a miracle every day to have the opportunity to live.
And again, you know, whether we're talking about a professional athlete or parents of high-performance kids, or we're talking, again, watching the Olympics and imagining what it takes to get there, These kinds of skills are very, 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 very pertinent, and they are tremendously important. The ability, again, to include, especially in this day and age with social media, with the pressure on these kids, with parents, and the Sanders generation, where you have parents and kids at the same time, that are these kinds of responsibilities. And again, whether you're talking business or sports, trying to prevent problems, you know, whether it is we talk a lot about the addiction concerns, the pain pill problems, that half of us are dealing with those kinds of situations, and or whether we, big topic, again, youth sports and the tremendous pressure that these kids are under because of this win-it-all attitude and overkill with parents and coaches. So, again, the mental side of things is a big, big deal. Even when we're tuning into a specific area with you, again, which is, you know, aging well as we can, and or, you know, trying to be happy at the same time or including how important it happens to be. And, you know, again, the idea of your nutrition on the left or your exercise that you're including, that's why your kids and grandkids must be proud of you.
Yeah, and also, it's not just aging well, it's aging productively. If you feel
big point.
You're doing
big point.
Yes. I say to people every night, make a list of the 6 or 7 things you really want to do tomorrow and put it on your computer keyboard, if that's where you go in the morning, or on your bathroom sink, and try to do them first thing in the morning. And then you'll say, good, I had a good day today because I got all this done. I produced something. I created something. I made something happen. You know, God, it's important. It really is, Doctor.
Well, I think that's why the areas of coaching, life coaching, the business coaching, or besides what we always thought of coaching, which was the sports side of things, has become such an explosive area because of people really, really realizing that we've got to learn to pay attention to these things, even if our goal, again, is to be a professional athlete or to be able to raise one or deal with some of these kinds of pressures or dealing with post-injury recovery and or chronic pain and addiction. All of these things fall under the umbrella of topics on the Sports Doctor, which is why we wanted you to add your 2 cents, Jim.
Well, I appreciate it. Of course, this week I love the fact that I haven't watched, I don't think I've watched the news for 5 minutes because I'm such an Olympic junkie that I just keep the Olympics on so that when I'm not writing, I'm watching the Olympics and I'm smiling along with their wins and with their parents and their loved ones and thinking of all the sacrifices everybody makes for them to get there. It knocks me out every time. I'm just grinning all over.
The health and wellness side, the aging side, has that always been part of your writing world?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I don't ever remember, Dr. Bob, when I was younger and raising young children, I don't ever remember thinking, God, now what am I going to do? I was a great believer that now and then you shoot craps with your life. Like I accepted a job and moved my family when my kids were only 9 and 11. We moved 5,400 miles to Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Boy, that's a great, you know, that's a great phrase you just brought up. I got to remember that. You have to think about shooting some craps with your life.
Yeah.
That's a powerful point, Jim.
Yeah, and I'll
that doesn't it, mean it's a stupid thing. It just means, hey, you know, take a chance.
Take a chance in life. I did it again then. When I was 45, I jumped off the magic mountain.
I knew that would be that's got to be the thing. Give me again the way, I knew we'd run out of time with you. Give me the website again, people could find out about you and your books.
It's my name, James B. like boy, Flaherty, FLAHERTY.com. JamesBFlaherty.com.
Fantastic. Okay? Definitely over the next 5 or 10 years, I'm going to have you back, Jim.
Please.
Thanks so much. Definitely the next 5 or 10 years.
You.
Hold on, Jim. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doc.
Great.
Hold on. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, the Sports Doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kids, What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Doctor is in segments where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. I throw a little Dr. Bob wisdom in. We answer a couple of emails. You know, next week, Alan McGowan, he's a scientist in the world of science, a lot of ways, vaccines. We want to talk about that. He's got a lot of opinions on some of the different things that went down in that whole world. So he'll be joining us. And then the financial side of a lot of stuff. Many times on the Sports Doctor, it is whether it's your son or daughter or Division I athlete who's going to be exposed to $1 million when they sign with a college, or whether or not it is a family trying to figure out how to deal with the financial challenges of your son or daughter being on traveling teams and club teams. So the financial side, the Money Doctor was on with us. Robin Ramirez will be joining us the following week. Mitch Francis is a speaker, author, badass topics. He's got so many ideas on so many of the important topics. Again, whether it's the family relationships, family coaching relationships, world society questions and answers. Interesting to hear him talk about that. Following week, Joe Henwood, he wrote about one of the most famous musicians and singers over the years, and he relates some of these tremendous disciplines, whether it's in music therapy, music and sports. Fascinating interview with him, Emil Joe Henwood. So as always, some great guests, great topics coming up on the Sports Doctor. I don't know if next week we'll still be in it, but my Dr. Bob segment, we got to again feature the Olympics and some of the incredible things we've watched in the areas that we talk about all the time on the Sports Doctor. The highest of high performance, constant challenge of preventing injuries and dealing with them when they happen, the excitement of my colleague, Gina Pongetti, who originally was on the radio with me 20 years ago, contributed to the book, challenges of sports injuries and figure skating, and she's been in Paris all this time dealing with the gymnastics as well as some of the other sports, and that's fantastic feedback of everything Olympics. Whether it's a photo finish or something else crazy going on, the Sports Doctor is all about the Olympics, and that's our Dr. Bob segment. John says, my 12-year-old daughter's a serious tennis player. She's already specializing. She's playing 5-6 days a week. Talk about your 2 exercises. You know, in the book, Hashtag A Sports Parent, we talk about 2 exercises we want to be added big time. Whatever your sport or your son or daughter's sport, whatever their level, whatever their age, and those 2 exercises are, strengthen your feet and ankles. Rubber bands is a great way to do that. The whole range of motion, standing on unstable surfaces, and working balance, including instability training. Again, Bob Guida's famous mini tram exercises. We talk all the time about the sand dune stepper, simulating balancing on the sand, strengthening those feet and ankles, working balance. Whether you're exploding out of the starting blocks, whether you are changing direction full speed on a tennis court, whether you're landing soft, coming down from a jump, rebounding, those two exercise concepts are key. High performance, changing of direction, preventing injury, strengthening your feet and ankles. Over the years, ankle exercises have always been limited to post-injury. Now, really included pre and preventing of injury, as well as balance. We were just talking with an octogenarian, Jim Flaherty. Working balance is forever is important, including if you don't know what you're doing, go to a physical therapist. Learn some great home exercises. If your son or daughter is a serious athlete and is exercising, get a good home program. Very, very important. Those are the two exercise concepts. Phyllis says, I'm 35 years old. I love jogging. I've been diagnosed with metatarsalgia. Metatarsalgia is inflammation of the metatarsal joints on the ball of the foot. Commonly under the second toe, also under the third, sometimes the fifth toe. Might be a callus developing there. Overstress to that joint. It could be a real problem, especially if it's a recurrent. If we have a high arch foot, we might be getting excessive stress all the time on the ball of the foot. If we have an excessively pronated, flat-type foot, we might be having a lot of excessive stress under the ball of the foot. It's one of the biggest areas in sports podiatry where we might introduce orthotics, huge weapon in redistributing weight. Sometimes with an accommodation underneath that particular joint in order to reduce stress to that area. Foot mechanics are a big deal. It's a sophisticated series of motions when we're talking about pronation, supination, the arch collapsing, the foot going through stress forces under the ball of the foot, in various ways and areas, and often the metatarsals. In youngsters, where we're introducing cleats too early, right under the ball of the foot, as well as under the heel, is a problem that we see all the time. So if metatarsalgia is the problem, you want to make sure, again, with your podiatrist, that you're talking about what's the best shoe for you, and big time, pay attention to orthotics, especially if the problem is ongoing. Perry says, talk a little bit about over-the-counter inserts as well as custom orthotics. Custom orthotics, when done properly, is a whole different animal, Perry. It is a precise measurement and alignment of the joints of the foot ankle with those terms, pronation, supination in mind. Every step you take, you land on the heel with half your weight. It's transferred up the feet and legs. Every step you take, you start running and jumping, you could triple those forces. If I've got a triple jumper in figure skating, the forces might be 6-7 times her weight. So the idea of precise measurement of those joints so that the foot becomes an active spring-like lever system to push you off, whether you're changing direction and running, whether you are just pushing off one foot after the other, that's the GOLD program. Over-the-counter is a good direction quite often. I will use a lot of super feet over the years in sports medicine, whether it's in skating or running, jumping, in order to buy something at the store. We use Dr. Scholl's insoles for years. Even some of the Dr. Scholl's kiosks is a lot better than nothing. Or being measured for an insert at the New Balance running store or the running shoe store, but it is not a custom orthotics. Custom orthotics are about that individual, whether it's the 75-year-old grandmother or your 11-year-old figure skater or gymnast or tennis player. And this is what we want to talk about when we're mentioning and talking about orthotics. We just mentioned strengthening feet and ankles is such a big deal. Being in the right shoe for you or your son or daughter's foot type. Again, high arches, flat feet, bow legs, leg length differences, etc. And including, especially in the world of skating, figure skating, hockey, speed skating, orthotics can enhance performance. But in most sports, when we're interested again in the two things, prevent problems, enhance performance. So here's the point. If your son or daughter or you have a history of arthritis, joint problems, lower extremity problems, your back, your hips, your knees, your feet and ankles, if that's your history, custom orthotics is the gold program. Again, aligning your body as best we can. Many times that's in addition to strengthening exercises with physical therapy, chiropractic adjustment, other kinds of treatment. But an over-the-counter device, I'll give you an analogy. If you need prescription glasses and you go to Walgreens, you might get readers or something that's helpful, but they're not prescription. They're not my trifocals that we're talking about. So this is something that you really, really want to know the difference. And more today, the common question I get many times from the athlete themselves or their coach or their parents, does my son or daughter, do I need orthotics? And I say to them, let's ask whether you would benefit. And on that note, let's enjoy the rest of the Olympics. Let's go USA. Stay healthy, everybody. Thanks, BBS Radio. See you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.